My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, is Davin a lousy life coach or a living pain in the ass? Listen and enjoy.
But Joe, I'm being a caring boyfriend.
I understand.
I'm supporting her.
Emotionally.
If it is true that she is in love with you and you were in love with her, that is true.
Yes.
However, if she's scamming your ass, you're a livid pain in the ass.
Yes.
Your dumb job.
Out of all the shit I've done with her, this is not the epitome of pain in the ass. I mean, I've been a much bigger pain in the ass than this job.
Oh, agreed.
But it's like, it's just relentless, you know?
I mean, stop. I was listening to the stuff that you edited from October 16th. That's going to go up this week. And I was a pain in the ass there when she was Agnes. Calling her on her lies.
It hasn't changed. It's just been a different pattern. But
I just listen to this go on, because they're little clips. I go, I wonder if I called her on this bullshit.
Wow. You folks got to check out the clip. I think the clips this week was pretty funny.
Yeah.
She goes, I know, but I have not done any work like that before. That's why I am like that. Dressmaking and designing is all I know how to do. I go, can you read? Can you type on a keyboard?
Yeah.
I go, or go to a dress shop and apply for a job. Maybe you can start by helping to clean up or do some alterations. Tell them you want to learn and you are a hard worker. Love, you are 26. You have to do these things now.
Yeah.
See, now that is very, once again, as in a loving, caring relationship, that is some great advice.
Yes.
Very good advice.
Yes.
As somebody that's looking to scam some cash, well, you're a living pain.
Yes.
Gives a shit.
But it makes it makes me more realistic. Because I do love her, you know.
Right.
You know, I'm on the hook.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, in a loving relationship.
And she hasn't asked for money yet.
Not
I can be a bit of a dunderhead.
Right.
Yeah, you need to be hit in the head with a brick. You need the actual give me money words.
Right. Right. Now, that's an extra dynamic because, like I said, she's looking to hook this money. I got to hear that. However, if she's got a good response, an answer to that, why she can't, a really compassionate answer why she can't. If you're that much in love, she got the hook in you.
But I don't have money, Joe. I can't. I want to.
You'll find it. If she's desperate and you're in love with some of these folks that, you know, are very desperate to help, they'll find it. They'll borrow it. They'll take a loan. They'll do a refi. They'll find friends.
Yep.
You know, and it goes back to Ann Jackson, how desperate some people will get.
I'm fighting for my future with Belinda, though. I don't want my wife to get all the stuff and find out about this.
Your girlfriend in Ghana. You know, in peril, and you know, if she can't get the job, if she gives you a good enough reason why she can't get a job, you're in love. You love her passionately. You're gonna figure something out with money here.
We should end the show now so I can fly to Ghana.
No, wait, no, no. Sharu said her handlers have to be steaming.
Her handlers? I thought what her handlers?
Oh, you know.
Are you saying, Sharu, that she's not working alone? Just because we've heard men feed her lines that she repeated?
I don't see any strings holding her arms and legs, do you?
No, Sharu's right. Sharu's got son of a, just send the
money. Already.
This is the girl talking.
Yeah.
And this is still a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it, or whatever you're doing is not working. It's not working.
No. Change pattern.
Change it or cut this asshole free.
Yeah, really.
She goes, I can read but can't type that well. I tried that work some time ago, but what they offered me was nothing to write home about.
Nothing to write home about? Interesting.
That's from her. She goes, such jobs in Ghana are not what they are in the States. They are really bad. I go, you're a good enough typist. The money seemed okay. They are not much to write home about either. It is where I started. It's true.
If you're going to write home, make money.
Sure. But if you're going to write to me, you might as well write home.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
What is better, a bad job or no job?
I tell myself every morning.
Every Monday morning.
And she says.
Every Monday morning.
And she says, I guess no job.
Really?
Which is exactly what I said. I said, really?
Really?
She goes, I mean bad job. I'm not thinking straight.
She slipped up.
That's great.
She slipped up. She put a foot in cow shit. She pulled was it
like,
out in time.
I'd rather have no job, damn it. It's like, no, no, bad answer. I mean, bad job.
Can you just see that? I would rather have no. Stupid. Fix that. You're a data entry now. Data. Fix
get
that.
In there.
Asshole. She goes, I mean, bad job. I'm not thinking straight.
You just yes, you're doing a bad job, all right?
My mind is messed up.
Lisa's like, oops.
Of course your mind's messed up. Somebody just smacked the back of it.
I'm going to smack you on the back of your head. Get in there and start typing.
I have a feeling me and Belinda's handlers have a lot in common.
Yes.
Feeling
yes.
like an idiot.
Yes.
I go, honey, I'm trying to help you, but I can't do this for you. I go, do you want to do something to distract you from your problems? She goes, I don't really know what to do now. I go, would you rather I leave you alone so you can be alone with your thoughts? She goes, to tell you the truth, I don't what I want, but I guess I need some time to talk about my problem, to think about my problem. I need some time to think about my problems.
Let me distract you by making you write porn.
It's been a while. I go, if you wish to talk about your problems, I am here. If you wish to have mindless chit-chat, I am here. If you wish to be alone, I am gone. She goes, we'll be back later. I go, okay, as you wish. She goes, see you. Bye. And I go, bye. And now we say bye.
That's it?
For this week.
Oh.
There was no I love you no. or crazy. That was kind of like,
that was a
you
little...
know.
Well, she's depressed.
Yeah.
She's depressed.
I know, but that's it's like when you hang up with your mechanic.
It's not a shit.
At least he's going to bend you over and do
right,
you.
Right,
right.
He will
know?
Screw you.
He will. Will. You might not say goodnight when you're done, but you will get screwed.
So do you think, well, on that, do you think this is Belinda or the guy again? Or whoever we had a couple weeks ago?
No, this is sounding more like a girl.
This is sounding more like
a girl. I think it's Belinda.
Yeah.
And I also think the two things are going on. Number one, you made up after this bat, and I think that she is setting you up on the sympathy end when
yeah.
she can't
well,
work.
Well, that's not going well.
No, it's not.
In the hopes that she might beat you down.
What you hope for?
No, there's a difference. He didn't say beat you off. He said beat you down.
Beat me off?
Yes.
I don't think Joe wants
don't,
to beat
don't
me
look,
off.
No,
he doesn't
I don't,
want to.
No.
Maybe beat
no.
me up.
No, she does.
Occasions.
I don't think she wants to beat me off.
No, she definitely doesn't.
Although
bye!
Beat you down.
I mean, wear you down, beat you down. She's going for that. She's going for the sympathy angle now.
Yeah.
And she's trying to dissuade that she can't do that because basically, you want a job? She wants your cash.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.